Tucker Carlson, sociopath Adam Schiff unfit to hold office, he should resign. By Jeff Poor on May 9, 2020. Friday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson called on Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, to resign given how the saga regarding former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has unfolded, calling the California Democrat a sociopath. The Tucker Carlson Tonight host also questioned the effectiveness of some Republicans in the Senate for not having done more to expose the hoax. Transcript as follows. Carlson, a normal person would not behave that way, could not behave that way. Conscience would prevent it. Adam Schiff is a sociopath. He will do or say anything to achieve power. He is unfit to hold office. He should resign. And not just Adam Schiff. The entire apparatus of official Washington has been exposed by these transcripts, as well as by the documents just released in the Michael Flynn case, we went over last night. In November of 2019, government attorney Brandon Van Grack defended the FBI's decision to interrogate Flynn at the White House with no lawyer. Van Grack said this, quote, "The FBI was engaged in a legitimate and significant investigation into whether individuals associated with the campaign of then-candidate Donald J. Trump were coordinating with the Russian government." In that same filing, Van Grack wrote that Flynn's phone call with the Russian ambassador, the now-famous Kislyak, was of central importance. Quote, "It was imperative that the FBI determine whether and why such communications with the Russian ambassador had occurred." Both of those statements from Van Grack we now know conclusively are lies. In its filing this week, the DOJ revealed that in early January, the FBI had already known that there was, quote, "no derogatory information tying Michael Flynn to the Russian government." Nor did they need to know whether Flynn had spoken with Ambassador Kislyak. They knew for a fact he had, because they were listening at the time. They had a word-for-word transcript of the call. In other words, Van Grack was lying in his filing. Now, this is not only of importance to Donald Trump, the people who work for him or those who voted for Donald Trump. This is important to every American because things fall apart quickly when high-level officials do things like this for political reasons. Look around. Do you know anybody who trusts the government anymore? There's a reason for that, and it's not good? It's things like this. And by the way, it is not just Democrats you should blame for the corrosion of our public life. The vast majority of the Russian collusion investigation, including the testimony you just heard, the clips we just played occurred during the first 2 years of this administration. Who were in the government then? At the time, Republicans controlled both houses of Congress and every single committee by definition. They had the power to expose this hoax and to shut it down, but they did not. We can only speculate as to why they did not. Perhaps they were too cowardly to tell the truth. Or maybe deep down, a lot of them agreed with the aims of all of this. Either way, it'll be very interesting and we're going to sit back and enjoy it. As Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and Richard Burr and so many of the other useless Senate Republicans, the total phonies who tell you they're representing you but don't, explain why they didn't really do anything to stop the derailment of America while it was in progress. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.